loads more to get through between now and then, including something that I suppose a lot of us don't think about. But if you've seen the BBC show Air Hunters, it's all about probate detectives looking for distant relatives of people who've died without making a will. Well, there's over £3 million worth of money waiting to be claimed from over 6,000 unclaimed estates. On the last inspection of the Bona Vacantia list, there were 25 unclaimed estates of people who died in Shropshire. Danny Curran is from Finders International. They're the professional detectives that trace entitled heirs. Danny can tell us a little bit more. Danny, this is interesting, not something that I know an awful lot about. You might have noticed me take a long run-up to pronouncing Bona Vacantia, which I probably still butchered. How does this all work?
Hi, Mark. It is a mystery to many people still, including the pronunciation of Bona Vacantia, which you handled very professionally.
Thank you.
It's one of those professions, I've been doing it 30 years, and nearly every time you tell someone about it, they have no idea what you do. And even though the BBC series Air Hunters, which we did and which ran for 12 seasons, did educate a large number of the public that we contact, so they're not so surprised if we make reference to that show.
In terms of adding people to a list, is it that simple? It's a list of people who died without a will and nobody came forward to claim the estate.
Well, the first catch with the government list is that they don't search for a will. So they rely on people like ourselves to look for the will once we start tracing next of kin. So we're working on the assumption of no will, of an intestacy. And once we trace entitled kin, we then do a search for a will. And a will can obviously be found and find, leaving everything to charity, which could disinherit the people that we find on intestacy, which is a bit of a shame.
Yes. If there's no will at all, what happens?
So if there's confirmed there's no will at all, we find the closest next of kin will inherit, according to English and Welsh intestacy law. And that normally provides for the sequences in general terms, spouse, issue, parents, siblings, then half-blood siblings. And then it goes to paternal and maternal grandparents or their issue. In other words, your uncles and aunts, your cousins, etc. And then after that, if there's no surviving family in those categories, it goes to the Crown.
And that is, I suppose, just back to government coffers.
Yeah, so basically it's the default. All of our next of kin is the king, which we'll be delighted to hear.
Okay, does that give me a claim on the throne in some strange way?
Well, if we're working in reverse, sadly, it doesn't work the other way around.
Right, yeah, that's typical. Yeah. How long does it take before that happens? Because there's one estate in Shropshire still unclaimed from 8 years ago.
The general rule of thumb is that the estates that are advertised are usually, not to sort of disillusion people, but maybe 90% a very low value, £500 to £1,000. Then they're gradually increased in value up from there. They can be claimed with interest for 12 years. They can be claimed without any further interest for up to 30 years. But if you can imagine, that first point where they're advertised is the key moment, because it doesn't occur to people to think, I wonder if I have a great auntie somewhere who may have died, and I'll check this list every day in the wishful thinking that someone's going to leave me some money.
No, quite. And how do you go about if you do see somebody? Because I've just opened the list and it's basically a spreadsheet, isn't it, that you download off the sort of .gov website, and you can search anybody on it. If you find somebody who you're related to, what do you do?
So we've created a more manageable version of that website, because as you say, to download that huge spreadsheet. So we've created a website called Bona Vacantia List, which is an interpretation of the government data in a more usable form. So okay. bonavacantialist.co.uk. The downside is that it's an unregulated profession. We do have a voluntary regulator called the IAPPR, the International Association of Professional Probate Researchers. So if you are contacted by an air hunter, be careful. See if they're a member of the IAPPR, or if you can find another way of checking up on them, maybe contact a solicitor or something. The key thing here is that, yes, you can make a claim yourself, but you have to document and prove who you are and then prove that there's no one else.
Okay.
Which is often the harder bit to do, you know, yes, to prove that the family has died out. And having done that, you've got to then administer the estate in accordance with intestacy law, and you are legally liable. So you can get involved in an intermediary like Finders International. And we take on the expense of proving the claim, make sure it's valid, get it released from the government, and then it's administered and paid out to the next of kin.
That's a fascinating job. You must have come across some really interesting stories over the years. Do you get to find out much about the people involved?
Oh, yeah, there's many, many stories. It's a novel I have yet to write, but yeah. I've been in this 32 years, and the craziest thing, the moral of the story really is that there's no such thing as a normal family. Bizarre twists and turns of fate. We've had people separated at birth, forced adoption, never seen each other, families taken to different countries, divided at birth and reunited because of the work that we're doing, which is a nice byproduct. So yeah, there's an endless story going on out there, and a lot, it's not the fault of the people that they're losing touch with somebody who's died and maybe has some money. It's often to do with the impact of something from a generation before, an argument in the family, and some families are very large and they lose touch with one another quite easily.
Mm. Do you also help people who may have been kind of named in a will who have lost touch with the people involved and may not have been notified?
Yeah, we've had some strange requests from solicitors where there is a will. Sometimes there's a named legatee or someone who's due some money from the will they can't find. So we had one years ago where the lady said, I leave half my estate to the taxi driver used to pick me up every Thursday.
Wow.
And didn't know his name. So, of course, we had to carry out an investigation and try and prove who this person was and make sure that he was the correctly entitled person. And yeah, yes, that it did work out well. More recently, we've had a case where someone, because of the lack, there's a lack of birth certificates these days. You know, there's a lot of unregistered births. No fathers being mentioned is quite common. So we had a guy who we were pretty confident his father had died, but he'd been buried a year ago and he had an estate of just over £1 million. So we organized and paid for an exhumation, DNA testing of the body and matching the DNA to the next of kin. And it all proved to be successful.
Wow.
So we managed to get the money back from the government, from the Crown. So the rare success of getting money back
yes,
from the Crown or the government is quite a nice one.
Danny, it's been fascinating to talk to you. bonavacantialist.co.uk, the place to go. Thank you very much for coming on this afternoon.
No problem. Nice to speak to you. Bye-bye.
That's Danny Curran from, one of the companies that essentially does the job of the air hunters on BBC TV, Finders International. So that's the place to go if you think you might be entitled to part of an estate that, you know, you haven't been able to claim.